The 2026 election season is upon us, and it's time once again for the Meet the Candidate program on KVEL. Good evening, I'm Steve Evans with News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. Each political season, Evans Family Media invites all candidates running for national, state, or local office to join us on air for a candid conversation about their position on issues, their background, and qualifications for office. The Meet the Candidate program is a public service of CNS Hydraulics in Vernal and Runners Incorporated in Roosevelt. The program airs each Tuesday and Thursday evening at 6, right here on KVEL. This program will also be available after each broadcast under the Community tab on BasinNow.com. This evening we have the opportunity to visit with Danny Harrell. Now Danny is a commission candidate for Commission Seat B in Uinta County. Danny, welcome to the KVEL studios.
Thank you, sir.
Tell us a little bit about your background. You and I have had the opportunity to get to know one another before we came on the air here. Tell us, share with us a little bit about your background and your previous employment experience and some of the qualifications that you have.
Tell you a little bit about myself. So my name is Danny Harrell, and I'm running for as a candidate for Commission Seat B. I'm married 36 years to my wife, Petra. We have four boys. My two youngest boys have recently moved away from the basin for jobs. I served in the military for over 20 years in the U.S. Army Green Beret Special Forces, where it was able to build my leadership and my ability to communicate and deal with the community. I have also served over 26 years, actually, in the oil and gas industry as health, safety, environmental, where I've had to deal with state, local, and federal regulatory agencies throughout different states and different locations. I am also have been an elected official in another state as a county commissioner, where I served as the commission president, the president of the planning commission, and as the chair of the finance committee.
Okay, those are big tasks.
Yes, sir.
A commissioner who is Louisiana, I believe.
Yes, sir. Part-time.
And it was a part-time position.
Yes, sir. There, the commission there is the legislative body. And then you have a county manager, which is elected, is the executive branch.
That is being looked at here and investigated here in Uinta County as a possible way to manage our operations with the county.
Yes, sir.
Your experience in finance, that is a benefit as a chair. Could you share with us a little bit about your background in finance?
So my degree is not in finance, but in when you work in oil and gas, most of you guys know that that work in oil and gas will understand that you spend a lot of time in production and cost evaluations, drilling, things like that. So over the years, I've developed my skills, and also being sitting on the Finance Commission gave me an opportunity to visualize our public cost, you know, what it cost to run our government, what it cost to maintain the equipment and personnel required to keep the county up and running.
Now, I understand that you are a true red-blooded American Republican, is that right?
Yes, sir. and I'll add something to that too. You know, most all the candidates out there are pretty conservative. You know, there are some that, you know, that are midline, but majority of us are the same, you know, when it comes to conservatism and management practices.
I understand that you were a commissioner in a very blue county in Louisiana, and you won over an incumbent county commissioner that was staunch Democrat, is that right?
Yes, in the district that I was in, the majority of the county was a blue state or a blue county. We had 11 commissioners that were Democrats and two commissioners that were Republican. So the way the districts broke down was the two that would go either way could be Republican or Democrat. Those were about 50-50. And we had an incumbent that was 18 years as a county commissioner. And he basically, you know, the news, everybody told me he couldn't be beat. He was in there. He was entrenched. He couldn't mm-hmm. be beat. And I was able to win that election with 68% of the vote.
As finance chairman, I imagine with all of the Democrats on that party, they love to spend money. How did a Republican handle the finance committee chair when you had so many blue devil Democrats that wanted to spend money?
Well, if you go back and you look at that time frame, the county was very close within a year, I would say, of actually going bankrupt, which would have totally destroyed the county and the people within the county and all the infrastructure and everything that was designed to support. And the Democrats, once I got elected, basically, you know, gave me this position and said, here, you are now the chair. I don't know if it was a personal thing to say, hey, you know, if we're going to fail, let's make it, you know, a Republican's fault to fail or
so what. So what was the net result? What happened at the end of the day?
So end of the 4 years, after I took over, we were able to make a lot of changes in how money was spent, how money was collected. Basically, at the end of the day, we came out $6 million in the general fund. We built a new county courthouse, a new 625-bed jail, 3 new libraries, a new health unit, and the taxpayers didn't have to pay a red cent out of their pocket. And actually, we were able to reduce the taxes on property taxes by 0.01%.
On your information, on your platform information, you said that you're fiscally responsible.
Yes,
so
sir.
So that would be the very definition of being fiscally responsible.
Absolutely. Right? You know, and I'll tell you, the Democrats actually, once we put a plan together and they saw how beneficial it was to them, you know, they came on board and we worked as a team.
Oh, good.
And
good.
That's what's important, especially for me, is to the people we represent, that they see that we are working for their benefit and not ours.
You mentioned that you have 25 years in local, state, and federal agencies, working with those agencies from a regulatory perspective in the oil and gas industry. How important would it be for a Uinta County Commissioner to have good representation with local, state, and federal agencies? How does that benefit our community?
It's very important for us here in the community because we spend so much money in tax dollars and oil revenue that goes back to the state. We have to have relationships with the state to be able to get a portion of that money back to the county to be used for infrastructure cost or whatever our needs are in the county. You have to be able to have a relationship with your elected officials. Anybody that tells you, you know, hey, I can do this, I can do that, without them, we can't get anything done. We can't get our money back. We can't build projects. We can't do anything. We need our state and local as well and our federal dollars to come back to this county. Money we spend, we need to get it back, as much of it as we can. And we need their support, so we have to be able to work with them. We can't just go out there, and here's my thing, right? We come up with some good ideas as a team, not just me individually, but as a team. And we work with our legislators. I don't care who took credit for it. It's about the community, and that's what it's about. We've got to work with our elected officials in the state and the federal government so that we can get things accomplished here.
Now, Danny, Harold, that's a big commitment on your behalf.
Yes, sir.
To make those trips to Salt Lake to be meeting with the various agencies and represent Uinta County. Are you willing to make that commitment?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm recently retired, oil and gas. You know, my family doesn't own a business here. My wife and I are both committed to the community, and I'm going to do whatever it takes.
Okay. Is the Uinta Basin an area where you're setting down roots?
We chose Uinta Basin to retire here. We love the atmosphere. We love the people. The people here are great. It's probably the nicest community I have ever been in, and my wife will tell you the same thing. We have made a lot of friends here, and this is our retirement home. And so for me, I've served my country, and now I want an opportunity to serve my community.
Danny, you talked a lot about teamwork amongst the other elected officials in Uinta County. Uinta County has over 250 employees and is one of the biggest employers in the Uinta Basin. How would you describe your management style?
So I have a vision about how, you know, we can all work together, not only the employees, but the community itself. We need synergy here. You know, we need to teamwork. We need to be able to put on a, or show the people that we are here as a team working together. I support the UN accounting employees because I know in some cases they can, you know, they can have issues with, you know, how they're treated compared to other counties and funding and stuff like that. But I think we have a golden opportunity here, not only with the county employees, because they are voters and they are part of the community, to work together to strengthen their ability to support our community.
Is there a disconnect from your perspective? Is there a disconnect between the public, elected officials, and the employees?
Oh, there definitely is. I mean, you know, I don't want to get into details of all the things that I've seen in the 5 years that I'm here. But yes, I believe that the elected officials don't seem to have the same vision as the people. And I don't think that they spend enough time listening to their constituents, you know, to accomplish what needs to be done for the community. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does. So is what would you do to solve these problems?
We definitely need better communications, you know, by getting the people in the community involved in what's going on within our commission and commission meetings, with planning and zoning, with all the different departments that represent the community. And we need to develop more plans for the future, not just a five-year plan that we look at in 5 years. We need to be more proactive in looking at what the county needs, how the county interacts with the public, and visibility. You know, we need the people to see that we are a team, that we are working together for the benefit of the community, as well as not just our community, but the communities that surround us as well.
As commissioner, how would you support growing the economy and expanding our economic base to diversify it more? What steps would you take?
Okay, so let's get back to this point for a second. So being in the oil and gas industry here in the Uinta Basin is about 60% of all the jobs in the basin.
Right.
I come from that background, so I see, you know, it's very up and down. You know, we have cycles where there's plenty of jobs and people get those jobs, and they're good paying jobs. But we also see the downside, you know, when the oil and gas industry goes down, and it's based on price of oil, you know, as you well know. And so depending on what's going on, you know, price of oil drops, these companies start to shut down, they don't do production as much, and those jobs start to fall away, and then people start to leave the basin. My vision is that to bring in new types of jobs, whether it's the new IT cloud-based companies or whether it's manufacturing. I think we need to get back to that to create a stronger economy within the basin that can withstand those up and down times within the oil and gas industry as well. So creating additional jobs is a key priority for me, and it really goes back to our children, all right? Most of our children today, you know, when they graduate high school, if they're not going to go into the oil and gas field, they wind up leaving here and they go off to Salt Lake or somewhere else for the type jobs that they want. Mm-hmm. And so we lose our next generation. They're gone. You know, I, as a parent, want my children to stay here to be able to find the jobs that they want to work and to be able to afford housing within the basin. And I think if we get back, you know, we have infrastructure here to some degree. We have a lot of natural resources that will benefit these companies. So I think we need to work with our economic development group, not just here in Uinta County, but throughout the state and federal as well, to try to look for opportunities to bring those types of jobs here. The one thing that I want to tell you is a lot of people ask this question, well, maybe the workforce is not trained here, you know, to support those type of companies. But we have the ability here, not only in Uinta base or in Uinta County, but also in Duchesne County. We have UB Tech right here that can actually develop training guidelines for these companies.
And they're doing it.
Yeah, and develop those training guidelines for those specific companies through partnerships with them in the county.
Right.
Train a workforce coming right out of high school, and these kids would be able to start these jobs at a much higher level pay. in turn, that helps the county because by improving their pay and their ability to get out there and be responsible and learn to live on their own, that money is being used in sales tax revenue, which a big portion of that comes right back to the county. So if that happens, you have the opportunity to, one, decrease property taxes, decrease other types of taxes within the community because we're getting more dollars in. Plus, we're keeping our kids here longer. They're getting higher paid jobs. And so we need to work hard with everyone to see what we can do to bring those jobs here.
You're familiar with the Uinta Railway. Now, this has been a project that has been in the works from the concept stage, at least, for about 20 years.
Yes, sir.
And then it's been moving through the federal government, which has been very, very slow. Do you support the railway project?
Yes, I do.
Why?
And let me tell you why. It's not just about the oil and gas industry. Everybody thinks that the only way the railroad is coming here is because of the oil and gas industry, and that's a big part of it. They can move more oil out of the basin, which helps us. They can ship it to different manufacturers other than just Salt Lake City. It can go south to Texas and where they want our oil. But here's the thing also. It will help us economically, right, as far as bringing other types of businesses into the community, right? If we have industry here that needs to ship out of the basin, companies that are manufacturing products, those companies want a way to get it out of the basin. So we need something like the railroad. And I know a lot of people are not for it, and a lot of people are against it, and there's a lot of people for it. But it will help us in the long run, changing our structure here in the basin from primarily oil and gas to the ability to create other additional types of jobs within the community.
So it'll help with your goal to diversify the economic base. Now, Uinta County is the largest energy-producing county in the state of Utah.
Yes, sir.
Duchesne County is a close second, Sevier County. There is CIB money, or there's mineral lease monies, or mineral royalties that go to the federal government, come back to the state, and a portion of that is spent here. One of the county commissioners will serve on that committee. Uinta County, as being the largest energy producer in the state of Utah, should be receiving a majority of those resources coming. And I think we've benefited greatly as a county. If you were that person on the CIB board, would you strongly advocate for additional projects, investment in infrastructure? I think the argument could be made that with the advent of the railroad, we're going to need some infrastructure investment.
And I think the county really hasn't taken a close look at the fact that you have the possibility of, just in the construction phase, they're talking about 9,000 people coming into the basin.
Right.
Just for that 4 years.
A lot of those are transient jobs.
And there are going to be transient jobs, but how do you support those? Water, food, transportation. I don't think we've really stood back and taken a look at how it's going to affect the basin. It's a big, big thing that we need to start considering now before it happens. Everybody wants to wait till the last minute, and then we don't have infrastructure in place. We have nothing in place to support that. We need to start planning now for that. We need to start looking at what it's going to cost to build that infrastructure, how we're going to support it, how we're going to support 9,000 people in Duchesne and Uinta County.
In closing, I wanted to mention a couple of bullet points that we hadn't had time to get into here. Water. We have water supply. We just have a water connection program. Is that something that you would make as a priority as a county commissioner to help solve those problems from an economic development perspective and also from developing affordable housing projects?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
What are your feelings on public land access?
So I think all public land belongs to the public and they should have access to it.
Smaller government, again, I think there's some kind of a disconnect between Ballard, Naples, Jensen, Vernal, and Uinta County, especially Ballard. They're over on the west side, and I think a lot of those citizens feel disconnected with Uinta County. What are your feelings about?
We are a county of people. We are a group. We are a team together. We have to work together not only just to support the Vernal community, but to support all the communities around us. They are people that live in this county too. They need to feel that they are part of what goes on in this county, where the money's spent, where infrastructure is done. People need to understand that what happens in Ballard or what happens in LaPointe or Jensen affects the county the same way. as it does if we move all the infrastructure here and they get none. They are part of this county. They are people just like we are. They should be supported as well.
So their roads matter as much as Vernal's roads.
Absolutely,
matter.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Danny Harrell is Commission Seat B for Uinta County candidate, and we appreciate Danny coming into the office with us. Any final comments that you'd like to make or message that you'd like to leave with the voters of Uinta County?
The one thing that I want to tell the voters of Uinta County, get registered, get out there and vote. If you don't vote, you don't have a voice. You might think that you as an individual can't make a difference, but you do.
All right. Danny Harrell, appreciate you coming into the studio with us today. Danny Harrell, Commission Seat B for Uinta County. He's a candidate. We want to thank the program sponsor, C&S Hydraulics in Vernal, and also Runners Incorporated in Roosevelt. I'm Steve Evans with News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVL. We invite you to join us each Tuesday and Thursday evening right here on News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL.